Okay. So, let's see. Today is April 20th, correct? 2004. And the lesson that we're going to do is lesson number 438, Preparation for Bridge. That's you? Okay. Oh, it's getting warmer in here. So, take a moment to lie down on your backs, your legs long, your arms long, and notice your contact with the floor this morning. And see if you can today, throughout the lesson, really pay attention to what you think about your skeleton, how you observe and sense your skeleton, and the relationship of the movements that occur throughout your skeleton. So begin by bending your left knee and bringing your left foot to standing, which we've done many times before, and begin to push your left foot into the floor so that your pelvis rolls to the right, so there's no lifting. So go back to the beginning. Think of rolling. So what rolling would mean is that the right side of your pelvis would make more contact as the left comes up. That's better. See, some of you want to lift instead of roll. So make sure it's a roll. Good. And as you're rolling your pelvis to the right, pay attention to the left knee. And the left knee has, well, we're going to give it two general possibilities. One is that it can stay directed towards the ceiling. And what this allows to happen is that you differentiate your pelvis from the hip joint. So notice what occurs throughout your spine. Again, this idea of the relationship between the different parts. What happens from the foot to the hip joint to the pelvis through your spine up to your neck and head when you keep that left knee directed towards the ceiling. Do you feel almost like a push, an upward push, as if your spine grows taller? And if you do feel that, that means that there's some kind of force that occurs as you push the foot. And by keeping the knee directed towards the ceiling, there's a force that occurs all the way through the spine. Now, this next time, allow the left knee to just kind of flop over to the right, meaning that the knee moves with the pelvis. So as the pelvis rolls, the knee goes along with the movement. And sense and observe how this is different. There's still parts of yourself moving, but can you feel how there's a lack in that push? There's no longer the force that elongates or allows yourself to grow tall. There's more of a relationship of the skeleton turning. Yes? Does everybody feel the difference? Good. Come back to the center and go ahead and lengthen down your left leg and pause and rest for a moment. Now bend your right knee, bring your right foot to standing, and begin by pushing with the right foot into the floor, keeping that right knee directed towards the ceiling. But again, you're not lifting. Really think about rolling. So if you can sense the two sides of your pelvis, the right side lifts from the outside, right, as the left side lowers and presses into the floor. So it's as if I came to the side of you on the right side and I was to put two fingers under your right hip joint and lift from the outside. Many people want to lift the buttocks up. It's not that. It's a roll. Good. And even with that roll, by you pressing through the right foot, feel how the spine has a force into it that you elongate and grow tall. Now compare that to the other movement, which is to have your right knee and right hip joint, right pelvis, side of the pelvis, all move together. So it means your knee moves across your body to the right. So there's still a relationship in the skeleton now of turning. But that force of growing tall is gone, yeah? Good. Okay, and once again, let it rest for a moment. Now, keeping your legs long and your arms down by your side, begin to do a movement of taking the back of your head and pressing it into the floor, just like you pressed your foot into the floor. So think of the movement that you're going to look towards the back of the room. So you press the back of the head into the floor, your chin moves away from your chest, and at the same time, your sternum, which is your breastbone, needs to lift. That's it. So you actually begin to create an arch where your throat is. And you eventually will be pressing more like towards the crown. We'll eventually get to that point, the top of the head. It's the back of the head. So you want to have your eyes see the back of the room. And you need to lift the chest. Even more, Kristen, lift the chest. Good. Think of using the same amount of force through your head as you just did with your foot. And it's again this idea that when you press like that, there's a force that occurs through the skeleton to arch the neck, to lift the chest, and your shoulders just hang back. Good. And pause for a moment. And now bend your left knee, bring your left foot to standing again, and you're going to lengthen your left arm up alongside your head. So the fingers will be pointing towards the back of the room. That's it. The back of your hand will make contact. And in this configuration, you're going to begin to press the left foot into the floor, keep the left knee directed towards the ceiling, Roll the pelvis to the right, but begin to have your head and your eyes look to the left. So it's your left arm up, not your right. Left arm, left leg. Change your legs. There you go. So as at the same moment that you press the left foot into the floor to roll the pelvis to the right, your head begins to look to the left. And at first you might just look in the direction of where your armpit is and then the elbow, and eventually encouraging your eyes to look upward towards your hand, your left hand. So it means that the back of your head, again, has to slide along the floor. Your chin moves away from your chest. That's it. So again, as you roll your head to the left, many of you are doing that, but notice as you're rolling, you're keeping your chin right over the shoulder. So just like you did in the previous movement of taking your head back, let that chin move away from your chest so that you can direct your eyes to look up towards the fingertips. So it's kind of like the side in the back of the head that tilts. That's much better, Susie. Very good. So you start to experience like this idea of a bridge with your whole spine. Okay, come back and rest. So if you think about the title, that it's a preparation for a bridge. So if you think about a bridge, right, a bridge goes from one endpoint to another, and it usually is over a body of water, or some kind of space of land that we can't cross through. So the bridge is like an arch connecting two endpoints. So we're arching your spine. Bend your right knee, bring your right foot to standing, and now your right arm is straight up alongside by your head. And begin by pressing the right foot into the floor. Keep that right knee directed towards the ceiling. Roll the pelvis to the left, but your head and your eyes look up towards the right. So again, many of you in the beginning, which is fine, end up just turning your head, which is like, let's say, the first approximation. But the next is to begin to let the head tilt back first and then turn to stretch your eyes up. See, if your eyes are truly looking at the right fingertips, the back of the head has to press into the floor and your chin has to move away from your chest and right shoulder. Your chin is directed towards the ceiling over to the right. And what that does is it completes the upper part of the bridge. So your right foot and knee and pelvis is the lower part of the bridge. And your cervical spine, head, and right arm is the upper part. So you get one big arch in your spine. Good. And come back and let's just rest. Once again, bend your left knee. Bring your left foot up to standing. Elongate your left arm up alongside your head. And this time, you're going to alternate the movement of your head and your eyes. So what I mean by that is each time that you press the left foot into the floor and the pelvis rolls to the right, one time you take your head and eyes to the left to look at the left hand, and then the next time you roll your head and eyes to the right. Always thinking about looking up towards the back of the room. So again, some of you are more emphasizing the rolling of your head and you're not pressing the back of your head into lifting that chest part. So your sternum and chest bone needs to be lifting up towards the ceiling to complete the bridge. Otherwise, if there was a river running over, it's going to flood this end of the bridge. So come back to the center for a moment. Just keep your leg up and your arm up, but just do the previous movement a little while ago of taking your head back to look at the back of the room and lifting your chest. Now, straighten your left leg. So there's something for some of you about having the knee bent, but all of a sudden that doesn't seem possible. Take your head back. Lift your throat and chest way high. High. So even the mid-back, right? Just by pressing the back of your head into the floor, you can lift the entire spine. That's it, Bev. So lift the entire spine. So the pubic bone should be pointing down and forward. Now stay there. Everybody stay there. Stay with the pressure, that's it, Bev, on the head. And then just bring the left foot up to standing. What's the big deal? Why does when we bring the foot up to standing, you see it has to do with the pelvis. As soon as we bring the foot up to standing, we want to flex in the lower back instead of arch. Now go back to having the left leg standing and the arm up. And again, take the head back so that you encourage the arch in the whole spine as you press the left foot into the floor. And you alternate once looking to the left and then once looking to the right. Because when you look to the right, the back of your head begins to go under your left arm, which is another bridge. No, Beth. Think of rolling. Roll the pelvis. You are doing fine. And then let the arch happen. And now engage your head. There is that area right in between your shoulder blades that gets confused. There. And just think it out. And take the head back even more. Press the chest up even more. That's better. Okay. Roll the pelvis. You were doing fine before. Roll. Okay, now take the head back. There. That's it. Yeah, because you haven't done it for a long time. Now lift that chest up. Roll. Let all this take the back of the head. That's it. It's okay, yeah? You just afraid? Keep breathing. There. There. Okay? Mm-hmm. Just afraid? Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody rest. Now go back to pressing the back of your head into the floor to lift your chest. So to be safe with your neck, you must lift the sternum. Otherwise, it's going to feel like you're compressing your neck. So the floor or the ground is as safe as you can get. There's no sense of falling because you're pressing into the floor. That's nice, Susie. So you lift enough that those shoulder blades just hang back. And you could almost stay there for eternity. It's so comfortable. Now the next time that you do that, stay there. And can you bring the left arm up alongside your head? Sorry, the right arm, excuse me. Change the arms. And let it down. Once again, take the head back, bring the right arm up, and now keep the arm up there. Leaving the arm up there, just let the head go and then press it back into the floor. So just go back and forth doing that. How can you lift the sternum and the upper thoracic and cervical spine while letting your right arm just hang up there behind you? That's it, Bev. Good. Now, can you add in bending the right knee and bringing the right foot to standing? And then you begin by pushing the foot into the floor, rolling the pelvis, arching the spine, letting the head, it's almost like you just let the head fall back. That's it. Now explore rolling your head once to the right to look up at the right fingers and then rolling it to the left. Again, you're arching the back of the head. So no matter which direction or which side you're rolling to, you're also arching. So there's a rolling and arching that happens with the head. Good. And come back and rest. Lengthen your right leg and lower your right arm and just rest on your back. Now this time, bend both of your knees, bring both feet to standing. And most of you have done the pelvic tilt before, where you flatten your lower back to slightly lift the tailbone. And then you come to sit on the tailbone by arching the lower back. So begin to go, so it's like going towards what we call 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. And really exaggerate the direction of sitting on the tailbone, which really arches the lower back to the point that you can begin to take your head back as well. So you first sit on the tailbone, arch the back, and then you feel how your head falls back. You press it into the floor, and your shoulders just hang there, hanging back. It's really quite a nice feeling. That's it, Beth. So you really have to bring the pubic bone very far forward in between your legs and really sit on that tailbone.
Arch, arch, arch. Arch, 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 arch. There you go. Even more. Come over here. It's okay. There.
And then begin to go the opposite direction, which is to press your lower back into the floor. And then as you do so, you lift your head to look towards your knees. So as you, but don't use your hands. Yes. So as you pull in the pubic bone and you press the lower back, you lift the head and look towards your knees, and then you do the opposite. You come to sitting on the tailbone, arching the lower back, and pressing the back of the head into the floor so that you make a huge bridge. So sit on the tailbone, arch the back, take the head back, and make a big, big, big bridge. That's it, Bev. Now go the other way. Arch the back. Take the head back even more. Even more. There's a lot of water coming underneath. There. You need to get those cars going over the bridge. Good. Okay, rest, everyone. Now this time, keeping your legs long and your arms are fairly close to your sides, that's it. As if, and then have your palms down, your elbows a little bit out, but palms down, as if you were going to bring weight onto your elbows and forearms. Now, with your legs long and comfortably spread apart, begin to press the back of the head into the floor, lift the chest, lift the sternum enough that you sense you come up onto the forearms. And you can take your time to reposition your arms somewhere around your upper trunk of your body where it feels like you can utilize the elbows and the forearms. So the elbows might bend a little bit more out to the side than the hands. And again, your palms are down. That's it, Bev. So you press the back of the head firmly into the floor, lifting the chest, lifting the sternum, and you bring weight onto the elbows and forearms. But you don't come up to sitting. You just hang back there, Suze. Yeah, there's no sitting up. That's it. Now, the next step is if you can keep yourself leaning on those elbows and forearms, your head back, you've got a bridge. Can you then bend, let's say, first the right knee and bring the right foot to standing and then bend the left? Keep the head back, Valentina. Your head should be pressing into the floor. You might get a little airborne leaning on the elbows, but so that the knees are bent, let the pubic bone come forward even more.
Both knees.
Both knees now. Good. Now, can you begin to think of taking your knees forward towards me, which would start to lift the pelvis away from the floor? That's it, Bev. But you still keep your head off and away. Your head begins to come off the floor. So you're still arching. That's great, Susie. Your eyes are looking at the back of the room. You lean on the forearms. So as you're allowed to do in every lesson is you can always take a break, rest, and you come back to it. So slow down, Bev. Go back to, first of all, take your head back and lean on the forearms. So now bring your elbows a little bit closer in. There. Really lean on them. Chest higher. So that you're really on the elbows. Even more. Bring your elbows a little tighter into your arm. That's it. Bring that left one in further. Left. There you go. Lean. There. Now, keeping the upper body like that, you cannot let your neck fall. You start to lift the pelvis. That's it, Bev. Fabulous. That's the idea. So just, she wants to edit the tapes. Okay, so everybody work with it. Bend your knees. Take the head back so that you can lean on the elbows. And just take your time. Once you've got your head back and you're waiting on your head, move your elbows in a little closer. Find a way that your elbows end up being directly under your shoulder blades in a way to support you. That's it, Susie. Push the belly forward. Now think of taking the knees forward over your feet. So we pull your pelvis forward as you lift it. Yeah. That's it. That's it. Okay, you go back to square one. Just do the head. Okay, you got to lift that chest bone. And you need to bend your elbows a little bit more out to the side. A little more. So that you come up onto the elbows. Slide your elbows underneath you. Think of where your shoulders are. Where are your shoulders? Bring the elbows in, because you've got a weight bear on them. In, closer to your body, and that's it, a little bit more. So, like that. In, there, can you weight bear on them? There, press them. No? Okay, now lift your pelvis. Okay, everybody rest for a sec. So another way to approach it is roll to your side and come up to sitting. And once you're sitting, have your legs long. And lean on your elbows and forearms behind you. You see kids doing this all the time to watch TV. Or sunbathing, right? Okay, so palms should be down when you're like this. Feel where your elbows are relative to your shoulder joint. Okay? They should be aligned. For you really to support yourself in this position, the elbow and the shoulder have to be right on top of each other. It's like a pillar. Okay? Put your elbows really far out. Feel the work. Move the elbows down some. Just explore other places that it's so uncomfortable. So there's this place where once you get it there, you can hang out and rest. There you go. Now, can you straighten your legs? Or you can keep them bent. Okay, so everybody's there. Now bend your knees. Okay, and take your pubic bone forward to come and sit on the tailbone. And start to take the knees forward over your feet. So you lift your pelvis, but you only can lift your pelvis if the pubic bone comes forward. See, most of us, when we lift our pelvis, want to tuck. So you're not allowed to tuck. You're doing an arch. You're making a bridge. That's it, Susie. That's it, Bev. Then once you do that, Bev, let the knees come forward to lift the pelvis. Press the feet into the ground. That's it. But now, just take your time. This is probably the one of the most difficult things to learn. The habit is so strong to do the opposite. So let your neck hang back now. So go back onto your elbows. You're in the sitting position. That's it. Now, folks, see if you can take your head back even further and lift your chest. And it might be easier with the legs long. So leave the legs out of it. Let the legs be long. That's it, Valentina. Lean on the elbows. Take your head back. That's it. Good. Now, don't leave there. Go there. Hang. That's it, Susie. Stay there and now bend one knee at a time without changing the pubic bone. Don't let it... That's it. Don't let it curl in. Now, lift the pelvis. Take the knees forward. That's it, Susie. And your head should fall even further back. Okay. Rest. Rest. We're going to get there. Rest if you need to. You come back up onto your forearms so you can see how to do this. So everybody rest on your back. It's really, that last piece with the pelvis is the hardest. Okay, legs long. Good. So you feel the leaning. Okay, now as you take your chin back, let the sternum come up. That's it. That's it. Okay, that's going to be your new thing to practice. Okay, go ahead and rest on your back. Okay, so let's go back to now. You're lying on your back. You took a little rest, and hopefully you're breathing again. And you start the movement by first taking your head back, pressing the back of your head into the floor. Chin moves away from the sternum. Sternum lifts high enough that all of a sudden, guess what? Your weight bearing on your elbows and forearms. They just seem to fall into place. So when you take, that's it, Falk, when you take the head back enough, and you may have to, again, walk the elbows in and up a little bit, so it takes the chest lifting and the cervical spine to lift to bring weight onto the elbows and forearms. That's it, Valentina. Now, once you're there with your head, bend one knee at a time. Good. And now think of lifting the pelvis only with that pubic bone forward. That's it, Bev. Without collapsing. You're doing better. You're doing better. Okay, but take your head back. Like that. Ta-da! Good job. It's always good that I tell you it's an easy lesson, isn't it? So if you need to pause, pause, and then come back to it again. Start with your legs long. You'll have an entire week to play with this on your own. Just get comfortable with taking the head back. If anything from this lesson, taking the head back, that's it, Christine. Lifting the chest, letting those shoulders hang back. And if you can bring weight onto the elbows and forearms, fabulous. And let the legs be long. And familiarize yourself with that pubic bone dropping down and forward. Okay? That's just enough learning. Okay? That's it. That's it, Christine. Trust your skull pressing into the floor. Your head is so strong. See, whenever we press something into the floor, it creates a tremendous amount of force. It's extremely safe to do. Very, very nice. Okay, rest for a second. Legs long, arms long. Now bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and please interlace your hands and place them underneath your head. And once your hands are under your head, bring your knees up into your chest. Lift your head. That's it. And just kind of rock a little bit up and down, and then a little bit left and right along your spine. Very, very slowly. So, Kristen, go ahead and lift your head too. Use your arms to fold yourself. Your chin comes towards your knees. So you're kind of lengthening out your spine the other way. Good. Okay. And rest again. Now let's go back to the first movement of bending your left knee only, bringing the left foot to standing. And you began by pressing the foot into the floor. So again, you're using a force of pressing the foot into the floor, the knee. Your left knee stays directed, orientated towards the ceiling. You roll the pelvis to the right, and you arch the back, and now press the back of the head into the floor. It should be really easy now. It's a piece of cake. Very good. You see how much easier it is? So as you push the foot into the floor, not only do you roll, but there's an entire arch in the spine. And that left shoulder blade just hangs back beautifully because you're pressing. Beautiful, Kristen. Beautiful. It's probably one of the most useful and safe movements you can do to elongate your spine, to open the front side of you that gets so closed down from sitting, the hips, the throat. It's easy now, huh? Okay, and let's just change over so that you lengthen now the left leg and you bend the right. And again, you keep that right knee directed towards the ceiling, so you create a force through your foot. And that force rolls the pelvis, but it arches the spine. And then the back of the head presses into the floor so that the cervical spine lifts. Your chin moves away from your chest, but the chest also lifts up towards the ceiling. So you have two endpoints, as I mentioned before about a bridge, has two endpoints, one being the foot and the other being the top of your head. Those two endpoints pressing into the floor to create the arch or the bridge. Good. Okay. And slowly come back to letting it go and lengthening your legs and your arms down by your side to rest on your back. Sensing the type of contact that you're now making with the floor. Often from a lesson like this, there's a sense of more aliveness, as if your spine has been woken up. You feel more energized. So observe what has changed now in the way that you're lying on the floor. How is your contact different? How is your breathing different? And then taking your time, please roll to one of your sides. Come up to sitting and then standing. And once you're standing, as I've mentioned in previous lessons, it's important to stand on a firm surface, so that you can really sense the contact that your feet are making. Just observe how you feel in standing now. Do you feel maybe taller? Do you feel as if your feet, you have some kind of structure now between your feet and your whole skeletal system supporting you from this lesson? there's a change maybe in what you call your posture, how you organize yourself in standing. And then go ahead and take a walk around the room. See how it feels in walking. And I would encourage you to play with this lesson throughout the week a little bit. We will do a continuation of this lesson into next week. Okay? So everybody have a great week.